Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. What do the Hoosier banana, prairie banana, and the poor man's banana have in common? Well, none of them is a banana. They are just a few of the numerous nicknames given to the fruit of the pawpaw tree. Pawpaws are small trees known for their large leaves and tasty fruit. The species of pawpaw found in the northern, cold-tolerant parts of North America are deciduous, while the southern species are evergreens. Regardless of where they are found, the fruit is the same. The fruit of the pawpaw is a large, edible berry with numerous seeds. If you cut it open and see green, then it's not ripe. If the fruit is yellow to yellowish brown, then you have yourself a mature fruit with a flavor somewhere between a banana, mango, and pineapple. Though the taste varies, the pawpaw fruit has more protein than most other fruits, making it a tasty and healthy snack. In recent years, the pawpaw has attracted renewed interest, particularly among organic growers, as a native fruit which has few to no pests and requires no pesticide use for cultivation. What makes the pawpaw tree so interesting, besides its delicious fruit, is that it is the only temperate member of a tropical family of trees. Pawpaws are closely related to exotic fruits such as ylang ylang and custard apple, species that are found only in the tropics of South America.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information on the growing popularity of the pawpaw is available at nature.org/Indiana.